Alrighty, hello you all. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, your host, and I'm so glad that you come in every Monday just to hang out with me and to really get an idea of things and ways that you can do things differently. So again, the Surrender Break Room is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then we're going to re-engage the world differently based on this new perspective change that we get right here, right now. So I'm an international speaker. I'm the author of several different books, and I get the awesome privilege of teaching the philosophy of surrender around the world. And I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will His way all the time. I hope you're doing God's will His way. I hope you're hanging in there. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're excelling in this time of transition and really getting to hear from God and see Him do some things in your life. I hope you're not just focusing on the negative, but I hope you're finding a reason to do things well and to be well. So today, I want to talk about something that is really important. And my topic is two tips. I'm going to give you two tips to achieve anything you want in life. Sounds good, right? Two tips to achieve anything you want in life. So I'm going to tailor this conversation around my desire to write a book. So again, I mentioned to you, I'm the author of several books now, but before I wrote a book, I had this desire and I wanted to do it, and wanting to do it and doing it are two different things. Because you really have to put your dreams in action in order to see them fulfilled. So when you just want something, you're just dreaming, and there's nothing wrong with dreaming, except if it goes on too long. So you don't want to dream for something for the rest of your life. You want to actually make it be. You want to bring it about. You want to bring it into the earth. So I'm going to talk again about two tips to achieve anything you want in life, anything you want in life, two tips. The first tip is belief. It is just simply belief. You have to believe it's possible. And belief is everything. Belief is everything. And it really is about having the correct and proper mindset. When you have the correct and proper mindset, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible, but you have to believe. And interestingly enough, that word believe keeps coming into my path. Like in the last couple of weeks, I keep seeing that word. And you know, when you see a word, now, so God communicates to me through words and through people. So I don't know His way of communicating with you. But when I start, if I see the word the first time, fine, well, maybe even a second time, I might be a little slow about it. But when I see the third time, wait, I've seen this same word, you know, the last couple of days. So believe is my word. So I went to the store, was looking for a placemat, not a placemat, a kitchen mat that you stand on, something that signifies the season. And went over to the area, found the place, and saw the mat that said believe. And I was like, oh man, I just saw this word a couple days ago because I was watching Jingle Jangle. I don't know if you guys have watched this great Christmas movie. And the whole idea of Jingle Jangle was that you needed to believe. So I saw it there, saw it on the kitchen mat. My daughter decided she wanted to watch, what is the name of that movie? The Express movie. Why am I blanking on it? This is not the time to blank on the name of a movie, but it's the Express movie with Tom Hanks, you guys. You know what I'm saying? Polar Express. Thank you. You helped me out. Somebody was giving me some good vibes. Polar Express. And at the end, the little boy got his ticket stamped and his word was believe. So then, you know, I'm like, wait, this word believe keeps coming up. Someone, lastly, you guys, this might not even be lastly, someone texted me last night and was like, oh, I want you to see my Christmas table, the way I decorated my Christmas table. And all of her placemats said believe. Wow. Okay. So that's the word believe. So that's why I knew I had to talk to you guys today about achieving anything you want in life, because the first step is believe. So apparently God wants me to believe for something. So I'm going to be believing with you guys. But belief is everything. Mindset is everything. You have to remember that if God called you to something, that He's going to be able to strengthen you and take you through it. It doesn't mean it has to be something negative, but it's like whatever thing is challenging for you. He can do that. The word tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We can do it. So you know what's interesting about me believing that I could write a book is that it seems totally impossible. It seems, implausible that I could write a book, because a lot of the setup for us, you guys, comes from childhood. The setup, whether you think you can do or can't do, often comes from childhood. And when I was in school, I don't remember which teacher did this to me. I remember one teacher told me, Celeste, you're just not a good writer. And I was like, I'm glad you informed me that I'm not a good writer. And it was just a whole setup from the enemy, it almost seems, because then I became destined to write. And it also, I love how God would challenge you to do something that you don't think you're good at, like writing. So even, I went so far, you guys, I remember even in, what grade was I in? I think I was in the seventh grade, and I was just so invested in believing that I couldn't write. And I remember asking one of my friends, I was like, if you write all of my English poems, I'll do all your math. She's like, what? Okay. And she would do my poems and I would do her math. Yes, we were cheating, but we were making it through. Oh my goodness. So you fast forward to me as an adult, and I'm saying I want to write a book, but I'm not believing I could write a book. And the reason I knew I wasn't believing it, because my actions weren't lining up with my words. So you could talk until you're blue in the face, but if you don't have the belief, your actions will not line up with your words. And I have been saying for years, I want to write a book. I want to write a book. I would even go as far as to say, I want to write a book on this. But do you think I put pen to paper one time? Mm-mm. So I really had to get to the why behind my delay. I'm saying I want to do this, and I believe God has put this in my heart, but why am I delaying this? I don't know. So I'll share that with you once we get back from the break about what that delay was all about. But we got to take a break. You know, we do it each and every week. Don't go anywhere, though. I'm going to be right back after this quick break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Alrighty, you all, welcome back. Welcome back. So today you're in the break room, and I'm blessing you today. I'm hoping you're getting something out of this. All I'm doing today, you all, is giving you two tips to achieve anything you want in life. Two tips. And the first one is big. That's why I had to talk about it before the break and after the break. Because the first one is huge. You got to believe. You have to believe. Mindset is everything. Belief is everything. Belief is also described in the Bible as faith. And faith is said to be the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That don't even sound right. How you got evidence of something you can't see? But that's what faith is. And God responds to faith. And there is nothing impossible with God. Nothing impossible with Him. So the impossible thing God did in my life was made me a book author, y'all. That's the impossible thing He did in my life. Because even though I said I wanted to do it, I wasn't putting action to my dream because I didn't believe I could do it. So God had to take me through this whole cycle of being able to believe it. And if you just turn it over to God, He will do it in and through you. I'm telling you, stop acting like you can do things your own strength, or writing things off because you don't see how you can do it. All things are possible to him who believes. And I kept saying I wanted to write a book. So God was like, well, let me just help you out. And some of you know this already. You've done a surrender fast, or you participated in our global surrender fast. But that was the first book that I wrote. And I wrote that on accident. You know, if you follow me, I wrote that on accident. It wasn't God's accident. It was my accident. Because it's almost like God just kind of tricked me into doing it. Like, I want you to get up every day and write a book. I mean, write a blog. Get up every day, write a blog. And you're going to invite people to fast with you, because I'd already been doing this series of fast that year, 2010. And I want you to invite some people to fast with you and write them a blog every day. And I just was obedient. I'm telling you, radical obedience will produce a radical blessing. Go ahead and tweet that. Radical obedience will produce a radical blessing. And I was radically obedient in that area. I went ahead and wrote to people. A blog is what, 300 words a day? I could do this. 40 days, I was scared, but I felt like it was doable, as long as God gave me that 300 words a day. And I did it. Wrote that thing for 40 days. Finished. It is finished. Was happy. Everybody had a good result. People started telling people, go back and read Celeste's blog. There's this 40 days that you give something up to God and go back and read it. I had no clue you all had written a book. No clue. Zero clue. And 6 months later, someone mentioned, you should print this out. And I was like, print it out? Yeah, like, it's a book. Wow. And it was indeed a book. 10 years later, it's still going strong. Over 20,000 copies sold in this one blog, basically, that I wrote. So I'm a book doula now, you guys. So one of my little secrets that I tell people as they're going about with me, coaching them in this book doula program, is that the best way, at least it was for me to write, and for a lot of times when people are stuck, is to just think that each time you're writing a chapter or a portion of your chapter, that you're just simply writing a blog. Doesn't it make it so much easier and doable? So again, two tips to achieve anything you want in life. My goal was to be an author, and it has happened multiple times now. I have 4 books that are out now and working on 2 others. It was just nobody but God, really. So believe it. Submit yourself to God and believe that he can do it in and through you. So number two, and then I'm going to be out of your way, you guys. So 2 tips to achieve anything you want. Number one is to believe. Number two is, and this is the part people don't like, accountability. See, you can have a dream as long as you want to have a dream when it's just you, when it's only you holding yourself accountable. But when you tell someone, when you ask a friend to hold you accountable, oh my goodness, that like takes it all up another notch. Because if you have a friend who really takes their job serious, like I have a friend, her name is Shanta. When she's holding you accountable, she takes her job serious to the point that you want to fire her. You're fired, Shanta. And she's probably going to listen to this podcast. But she does her job well. Like, she will hold you to the fire, you know, hold your feet to the fire. But you need that. So I remember when I was deciding that I wanted to write my 3rd book, and I was like, I got to get this book out. You know, it's been a year, and I was like ending the year, and I had written it. I had like pieces here and there. But I knew I needed this goal finished. I need to achieve this goal. So I decided to fast with a couple of my mentees in Kenya. So they had just heard about the fast. I had just left Kenya. And I said, hey, guys, let's just do the fast together. Okay, this is the thing I need you to do for me. I need to write this book in 40 days, and I need you to hold me accountable. Maureen must have the same mother as Shanta, because Maureen was ridiculous with it. Mom, did you write anything today? Mom, how's the book going? Mom, how many pages do you have? Girl! But you know what? Knowing that she was going to ask me, made me do it. And at the end of 40 days, I had a book called Making Peace with Hunger. I had a book, and it has great reviews now. It's doing well. Here and there, I'll hold an occasional workshop on it or masterclass. But nobody but God who can equip me to do what I can't do in my own strength. And it's because I've surrendered to him. So if you want to do something in life, you guys, One, you got to believe, and two, you got to get someone to hold you accountable. Another way, even if it's not a somebody, is to put a date on it. That's another excellent way to be held accountable to the dream that you're going after, to the goal that you need to complete. Put a date on it. Beyonce say put a ring on it. I say put a date on it. When you put a date on it, all of a sudden it becomes real. And that's what I do in my book doula program. When people come in and they have their first session, at the end of that session, I'm like, so, okay, if you are going to write this in 6 weeks, because that's the whole idea, you guys, you go from idea to print in 12 weeks. If you're going to write this in 6 weeks, that means 6 weeks from today is this date. So on this date, I need to see a full manuscript. Oh, what? Wait, what? Yeah. This is the date that you need to have it done. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, this is real. And people will say that, actually. They will say, oh, this just got real. It just got real. So anyway, you guys, I hope that helps you on today. Two tips to achieve anything you want. You fill in the blank. I just use the example of writing a book. Whatever your goal is, to own a home, to finish school, to whatever it is, to get married. Well, I don't know. That one might be harder. You could believe for that one, but I don't know what accountability you would give to that. But anyway, whatever your goal is, see it, believe it, and watch God unfold and do it for you. So I love you guys much. Stay surrendered for life. There's no other way to live. And I'll catch you next time in the break room.